This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. At least 8 people are injured, 1 critically, after shots rang out during a Martin Luther King Jr. Day event in Florida on Monday. It happened in Fort Pierce, where the community was celebrating a car show and what had been billed as a family fun day. A former Republican State House candidate who lost in last year's midterms, now implicated in several shootings that targeted Democrats in New Mexico.
Motives unclear, but former Republican State House candidate Solomon Pena is reportedly now accused in connection to a string of shootings targeting the homes of Democratic officials. Police in Albuquerque are accusing him now of hiring at least 4 men to carry out the attacks. Pena himself is even implicated as a trigger man in one of several shootings which date back to last month. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller called Pena an election denier. He was also regarded publicly as a Trump supporter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Missouri House of Representatives is back in session Tuesday with a new dress code for women that's been sparking a lot of debate. It even has its own hashtag, #Sweatergate. Missouri lawmakers approved a measure last week that requires female legislators to wear jackets such as blazers or cardigans. It was introduced by a Republican lawmaker who called it necessary to ensure decorum and noted that it now matches the dress code for men. Doctors and nurses are calling on more people to be CPR certified after a scare in the NFL.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to recover from a heart scare earlier this month. Medics restarted his heart during a game, and his story has prompted calls for across-the-country CPR certification.
Every 90 seconds worldwide, another patient has a sudden cardiac arrest. And so we have to be aware that this is pretty common.
Dr. Denise Sorrentino of the Iowa Heart Center says every adult should learn CPR as well as how to use a defibrillator. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Ticket sales are booming for the NFL. Sports Business Journal reports NFL regular season attendance shot up to a 6-year high in 2022. Games saw an average crowd size of just under 69,500 fans as attendance not just returned to pre-pandemic levels, but beat them. The league also set a total attendance record of 18.8 million, a number boosted in part by having 17 regular season games. An American who's been in prison in Iran for 7 years is starting a hunger strike. John Schaefer has more.
Siamak Namazi is hoping to get the attention of the White House. In a letter to President Biden, he said his 7-day hunger strike represents the 7 years since he wasn't included in a 2016 prisoner swap between the U.S. and Iran. He also criticized the president for not meeting with the families of Americans imprisoned in Iran. I'm John Schaefer.
The Dallas Cowboys are notching their first road playoff win in 30 years. They beat the Buccaneers 31-14 Monday night in Tampa behind 5 total touchdowns from quarterback Dak Prescott. Dallas secured the victory despite 4 missed extra points by its kicker. The team will now visit the San Francisco 49ers in Sunday's NFC divisional round matchup. TikTok is now at least partially banned from government devices in more than half of U.S. states. As according to an analysis by CNN, governors and state agencies have targeted the China-linked app due to security reasons regarding U.S. user data. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters, a new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!